This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 24 projects related to power, road, railways and water worth more than 46,300 crore rupees in Jaipur. Mr. Modi today participated in the celebrations organized to mark the completion of 1 year of the Bhajan Lal Sharma government of Rajasthan. He inaugurated 9 projects worth more than 11,000 crore rupees, which include 7 projects of the central government and 2 projects of the state government. He laid the foundation stone of 15 projects worth more than 35,300 crore rupees. These projects also include the Parvati, Kali Sindh, Chambal Link project, which is important for Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the Parvati, Kali Sindh, Chambal Link project will provide a permanent solution to the water problems in Rajasthan. Mr. Modi said that during the tenure of Congress-led governments at the centre, water disputes between states were never resolved, due to which the respective states have suffered a lot. But the BJP government at the centre emphasises on solutions instead of disputes. The bills related to One Nation, One Election have been introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Opposition sought division of votes as Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal moved the motion to introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024 in the House. 269 members have voted in favour of the introduction of the bill and 198 against it. Opposition parties including Congress, TMC, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Shiv Sena, UBT, CPIM and others opposed the introduction of the bills, terming it as an attack on the basic structure of the Constitution. They demanded to send the bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. Mr. Meghwal rejected the opposition party's allegations, saying that these bills are not against the basic structure of the Constitution. He proposed to send these bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee, or JPC, referring to the statement made by the first Law Minister, Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. Mr. Meghwal said, "No one can change the federal structure of the Constitution." The Rajya Sabha today resumed its special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said, "India is not just the largest democracy, but the mother of democracy." He said, "As per Indian ethos, democracy comprises freedom, equality and inclusivity, allowing citizens to lead a dignified life." Mr. Nadda said, "The government is dedicated to this very vision," and said the nation is indebted to the Constituent Assembly members who shaped the Indian Constitution. The centre today informed that during the past 3 years, the Panchayati Raj Department has issued a grant of 1.43 lakh crore rupees for rural local bodies under the 15th Finance Commission's recommendations. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, informed that according to the latest information received, 1.06 lakh crore rupees have been utilised out of the total allocated amount. Minister of State in the Ministry of Civil Aviation and Ministry of Cooperation, Mr. Muralidhar Mohol, has said that education has been playing a crucial role in the country's stride towards a Viksit Bharat by 2047. Addressing media persons on the sidelines of the Parliament session today, the Minister said the reforms undertaken by the NDA government is improving the quality of education. The enrollment has improved in higher education and attracted CSR funds, creating skilled manpower in advanced sectors. In Moscow, a senior Russian general, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, was killed when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter exploded. According to Russia's investigative committee, Kirillov was the head of Russia's nuclear, biological and chemical protection troops. And in cricket, India narrowly avoided follow-on against host Australia in the third test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy. On day four, India managed to avoid the follow-on as Jasprit Bumrah and Akash Deep held firm and ended the day at 252-9. Visitors currently trail by 193 runs after bad light brought early stumps. And that is the end of this news bulletin.